From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today, some worse-than-expected economic news set off a morning selling spree on Wall Street. There's also a lot of concern about the economy in the world of retail, which is why many stores are starting the holiday shopping season early, way early this year. Here to tell us about it is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. Sam, usually the official holiday shopping season kicks off the day after Thanksgiving with Black Friday. Now, all of a sudden, it's the Friday after Halloween, almost a month early. What gives?
It's Alex. It's taking the phenomenon of known as creeping Christmas to the extreme here. A lot of big retailers, including Walmart and Toys R Us, will begin offering big discounts tomorrow on their most sought after gifts. The fact that these so-called doorbuster deals are coming so early sheds a lot of light on how worried retailers are about the holiday season. The theory is that it's basically now or never. Retailers are forecasting their worst holiday season in 5 years. And with consumer confidence and spending on the downswing, many stores are trying to cash in their chips before it gets a lot worse. The bottom line is that economic conditions are changing so fast now that even 3 weeks can make a big difference.
Now, just yesterday, we heard that consumer spending over the summer pushed economic growth higher than expected. Any idea of why the dramatic change?
Yeah, you just look at all of the string of bad economic news coming out, declining home values, rising food prices, record energy costs. All of these go straight to the consumer's pocketbook. And I think consumers are just now waking up to this new reality. This week, a report came out that consumer confidence slipped for the third straight month. You can bet the retailers are looking at all these figures and holding their breath.
So now we can get out our holiday shopping list and go for it. Will bumping up the holiday shopping season work for the retailers?
It's definitely a gamble for them. Black Friday is called that because that's the day retailers typically make their profit for the year, or go into the black, so to speak. That's changed as consumers have become more savvy about finding deals and comparing prices on the internet before going to the stores. The theory now is to lure customers with doorbuster sales in the hope that they'll buy other non-discounted items as well. I talked to retail consultant Howard Davidowitz. He says the consumers could actually win this one.
My own opinion is that the consumer is going to wait out the retailer. They know the product is going to get cheaper and cheaper as time goes on, and they will cherry pick the inventory and only buy the doorbusters. That's the retailer's nightmare.
Nightmare.
Retailers like CompUSA and Circuit City have already been closing stores this year. If consumers don't bite, he says that's only going to be the beginning. Even clothing stores like Gap won't be immune.
Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, you might think that living next door to an economic powerhouse would be good for business. But in economically booming Asia, the rich country is getting richer while the poor one isn't. It's from American Public Media.
Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.